You see, that's our life. The preparing lasts longer than the thing itself. Now, our topic is the physiology and pathology in the development of child. And when we are confronted with a child, we must see where is it coming from, what is the being of the child. And that is correlated to the question, what is the being of man? And Goethe gave the hint how one can have a way to find out what is the being of a thing. Study where it comes from. And then you will get a hint what is the being. And this we can do too. Now, when we have the consequence of this, the child, where does it come from? From an embryo. And so, where is an embryo coming from? Of course, from the first fertilized cell. Or from the parents, and so. And if you study this, of course you can get a lot of details. And that is a huge scientific work, what has been done to detect how the embryology works and how it goes. The separation, one cell, two cells, and all this we know in lot of details today. But these are only facts. And that gives the problem of the scientific research of our time. We have such a lot of facts that we suffocate in facts. And the problem for the next decades, maybe centuries, will be to understand the facts. Because we have only one and the next and the next and the next. And the question is, what does it mean? Who is working? Not that it is working like that. And how it is working. But who is working in this? How did it come from? That it has this shape or it's going in this direction? Just to come to this decisive, when you have a cell and you divide the cell in 2 and 4 and 8 and 16 and so you can go, and what do you get? After all, a heap of cells. And then it is neither a plant nor an animal nor a human being. It's a heap of cells. So the decisive problem, who makes it that from this comes a certain shape? And to find an answer for this, we must see what is working, which forces are working on this level. And any answer we have on this thing, which is working, which does not deal indeed with the basic phenomena which are based to this question, what is life? What is the being of an animal? What is the being of man? That gives answers which are just a stick on the surface. These are not really answers. We must see what is the impact which is behind all of this, that we can see when you have such an impact, or you see the shape is transformed in this way, that means this or that. And therefore, we have to go back to the very base of all, how a shape can be formed at all. And now when you see this, you find a very amazing thing. Even this very simple, the growing. When you're studying, and I did it since my student time, you study the growing as an expression of life. You will see everything what you see, when it is growing, you have a seed, put it into the earth and you water it, and then it starts growing, and then you know, of course, it's alive. So, finally, growing expression of life. But after short time, there come some very intelligible persons and they say, growing is not an expression of life. No. You see that even crystals can grow. Did you see that or didn't you do that in your school time? The growing of crystals. And in my time we still made experiments. Today it's more or less only theoretical. And you can see that indeed the crystals are growing. If you can take copper sulfate, you can take salt, you can take sugar, wonderful. Last year I bought here an example, there was an exposition of minerals, where was it here, round here, some miles from here. And you could, I bought some crystals of sugar, wonderful. And you can see how they grow, the crystals. So there's no difference. Growing is not an expression of life. All this you can find in the literature. And that is nothing but nonsense. Why? What is the difference? Are they growing or not, the crystals? Now you have to see what means indeed growing. When you have such a crystal like a copper sulfate or a salt, maybe it's more simple to make a drawing of a salt. Salt is in a cube. That is typical for salt. And you have one small crystal and you put it into a solution, into a saturated solution of salt, and you cool it down slowly. Then you can see this crystallization. In case you want to do it, I recommend take alaun. What is alaun? Alaun, it's a potassium alaun.
Alaun.
And it's potassium aluminium sulfate. Potassium aluminium sulfate. And it makes crystals like that. And so they are wonderful to see and they grow very light. And so it's very simple, this experiment. And they grow, and I have at home crystals like that. Nobody believes that they are artificial. They think that you can see them, these minerals in the world, you can find them like crystals. Now, they are growing, and when you have this, and that may be a very small one, and when it grows like that. Again. And when this grows, it is about like that. So, what does that mean? The shape is always the same. And that is the law of the crystals. The crystal is absolutely, the shape of the crystal is absolutely independent of the size. You have the same crystals when you look at it by a microscope, or you have it like that. This always is the same. The shape is independent from the size. That is the one thing. And the next is that every person who is experienced with this knows from the shape this can be only this or that. When you see a cube, you may be absolutely sure that is not silica. This is not alum. And so on. This can be salt. This can be fluorite, and so on. So there is a correlation between shape and substance. Or in other words, the decisive is the substance. The substance itself makes the shape. That is an expression of the mineralic world, of the world of the dead substances. The substance makes the shape. And by this, you can say from the shape that only can be this or that substance. And that's absolutely clear. And when you see the crystals, you know there are only 32 types of crystals. There are not more in the whole world. Now, look at the world. How different types of shapes you have at all. And when you see the crystals, you have only just 30. That is poor. And when you study them, as I said, the shape comes from the substance. And you study the substance, you have hundreds of different substances, and they make only 32 shapes. That's fascinating to see that. All the minerals, or you know, in the periodical system of the elements, you have 92 natural elements. But in reality, there are some of them, they are so rare that you can eliminate them. So our world is existing about at 60 elements, chemical elements. And all of them make crystals. And so 60, more or less, 60 different chemical elements in many types of compounds, hundreds of substances, thousands of substances make only 32 crystals. That is the law of the physical, of the dead world. Now, and what does that mean, that this growth, now I can say this growing in quotation marks, because it is not a growing. What does it mean that the crystal grows? That it gets bigger. The crystal gets bigger. You saw the first law which we saw. The shape is independent from the size. And this growing doesn't say anything. It gets bigger. It is not indeed a growing. It's only that it gets bigger. It stays the same, absolutely the same. And when you have a pure substance, you make a crystal, you always have this one system of crystallization. Nothing else. It is impossible to change it even a little bit. When you cut away here such an angle, the first what the crystal makes in quotation marks, that is that it replaces this what is lacking here. So, and now you see, everybody can see that, what is the difference to the world of the life. You have a seed, you put the seed into the earth. Here, that is a seed. You put it into the earth. And if that would be the same, the growing of the crystals and the growing of the seed, what would happen? This seed would grow like that. It would get bigger, it would be bigger and bigger and bigger. Look, and now you see the nonsense. That just this is not growing what the crystals say. It gets bigger. Everybody can see the nonsense. Anyway, you find that in all the popular books. That you have these crystals are growing. They are not growing. They only get bigger. What means, what happens with this seed when you put it into the earth? It does not grow. Not at all. This is the seed. And you know, that takes water and it is swollen a little bit. And when you measure it exactly, all this has been done. It's a matter of the explication, of the understanding, all the facts you can find in the books. But that is the misunderstanding that they are growing. What happens indeed by growing? You see, there comes out some roots and there's a germ coming out, and that is all this is underneath the earth. So, and when you measure this and you eliminate the water, of course, because the first step is of growing is to accept the water. But when you eliminate the water, you see that this loses weight. It gets even smaller. It gets smaller, and that is what you can see. The children of today have not the experience as we, as children, had in former time. I still remember when in the cellar there was the potatoes. And after a certain time, the potatoes were germinating. And I enjoyed it. Look, they are growing. But my mother did not enjoy it very much. Why not? But the potato shrinks. They lose weight. This growing even is not really, the germination is not a growing. It's shocking when you study this, but that's the reality. It is not a growing, it does not gain weight. By germination, this seed loses weight. And that's what we know today. All this has been studied. What happens? Inside there you have the starch, inside the seed. And the starch is broken down, it is transformed to sugar. The sugar is used, it is transformed in the germ, in the root, and a part of it is eliminated. You have processes which break down the substance. It does not grow. It shrinks, gets smaller, lose weight. It's not very much, but it does. And when does start the growing? When does it really start the growing? That means that you have new substance, which you did not have before. When does it start? Of course. When it gets green. What does it mean? When it gets green, that you have photosynthesis. Now you have the possibility that new substance is created in the old substance. And when that's what you know, the germ is not green. You can see it, maybe in lunch we have some germs, you can study it. They are pale and there is not green substance. That is a transformation of the seed. And this transformation makes that it is lose a little bit of weight. And when the first green spot starts, that says now the photosynthesis starts. Now you have indeed a growing. That's regular growing. So new substance is built up by this living substance. Or the old substance makes a new substance by the photosynthesis. That is the way that we understand what means growing, and that we can exactly say what it is growing, and that we do not have this wishy-washy, they are growing to the minerals and so. All this, I can't stand it anymore. It's awful. The people cannot think. Everybody who says that the crystals are growing cannot think. And that's what we have to start to understand the base of this. Otherwise we have such a mixture and we are looking for new facts and they bring nothing when you don't understand it. So, now you see what means the growing. That means here, indeed, that is indeed limited to the world of the living organism. Only they have the phenomenon of growing. That's typically an expression of life. And how does it happen? Again the same. That is obviously a germ, which I did down here. And when I do the following in the same size, you see, maybe I do it like that, you will see, what is this? That's a tree. Maybe I can do it like so. Now you have it. That's the same size, but everybody sees by the shape that this is a big tree and that is a small germ. So, what is changing? The shape. And just this is not changing in the crystals. They always have the same shape. Here you have the shape is changing from the germ to the young tree and to the old tree. Always you have a changing of the shape. So you come to the next. You saw in the crystals you have not only that that they are independent from the size. You saw what we did, try to elaborate here. When they are growing, you always have the same shape. Here you have the opposite. Growing is in correlation to the shape. There must be something which influences it. And now you come to the shocking fact. When you see the base for this, What is the base for this germ, for the tree, for any plant? These are carbohydrates. And what are carbohydrates? Carbon hydrates. These are three elements. As I mentioned it, in the crystals, you have thousands and thousands of different substances and a unique shape. Just 30, that's nothing. Many, many substances and a unique shape. The substance makes the shape in the mineralic world. Now you come to the life and you see exactly the opposite. You cannot count how many different plants we have. All different in the shape. And even if you have the same oak tree or the same maple tree, they have the same family also, absolutely different shapes and a unique substance, carbohydrate. And even if you say what a carbohydrate, you can say that is three elements, carbon, oxygen and hydrogen. Or even you can say what means carbohydrate, carbon, hydrate, C6, not 12, 6. C6H12O6, that is water. You see, water and carbon, that's the base for all the plants. Nothing else, carbon and water. So, when you, it's a little bit schematic, but the reality is two substances, carbon and water, and you have millions and millions of different shapes. You can see we come exactly to the opposite of the crystals. It is not the substance which makes the shape. The shape must come from somewhere else, not from the substance. It is impossible. You have two substances and you have unlimited types of shapes. So, where does it come from? Now, you see, I only have to prepare that, and I must do this long story short, because we only need it as a base for our embryology. Where does it come from? From the light. The light is shining on the plant, and so when there would not be sunlight, all the plants would die. That's absolute, there's no doubt about it. And I think nobody will deny this. That the light brings the life on earth via the plants. And without light, there's no growing. But now we have to differ. No life without light. And just in the Germanic languages, that is not a coincidence that light and life are just on the same level. Small difference. Light is just the base for this. The root of this word is of the two words is the same. That is not a coincidence. That is a very old feeling of the people that they belong together. It's the same. So the life, the light comes from the sun, of course, and it is accepted from the plant, and the plant makes new life from the light. In other words, what is life? Life is transformated or transformed life. Light. That is life. Or, more spoken in a scientific way, it is metamorphosized. The life is metamorphosized light. So the provenience of the life is the light. And there is no life on earth without light. And now you can see this growing, that is a result of the light. The light gives just the force that the plant can grow. Now, that's only one part of the reality. You know, the plant needs the light for growing, no doubt about it. But on the other hand, you have another working of light in plants. Study a plant maybe on sea level, and study the same plant in the mountain. The same plant, and you will see in the mountain, in the higher mountains, that means about in feet, 10,000 feet. Study there. Not just here in the Mount Monadnock, but that is too small. But go up where there is just the borderline, where the trees cannot live anymore, and study there the same plant. And you will see exactly the opposite what we did elaborate. Which one is bigger, on the sea level or in the mountains?
Sea level.
On the sea level. Why? See the same, more oxygen, yeah. Make the same experiment here. You can look outside the window. You will have it here. In the break, you can see that. Look the plant in the shadow and the plant in the bright light. And you will see the same difference. Which one is bigger?
Shadow.
In shadow. Why? Why? Yeah. That is the problem. Because the life does not only make just new life. The light makes the shape. And the more light you have, the more you have formative forces. So, it is a simplification to say light is life. That's right, it's not wrong. But it is a simplification. The problem is much more complicated. You see, life itself does not say very much about the shape. And indeed, you have this phenomenon that you can have life without shape. And I already did quote this. I don't know whether you can remember it. It is just long ago, half an hour, that I did remember it. There is a possibility that you have something growing without any shape. When I said, what happens when you have one cell and you divide the cell into two, into four, into eight, and so on, what is the result of it? A heap of cells, undifferentiated cells. That's the result. And that's growing, no doubt about it. They grow, the cells. The shape never comes from the cell. You can see that. The cell makes not the shape. But because our thinking is trained in this way, we must see where it comes from. So let's look into the cell, into the nucleus, not into the nucleus. Look into the genes, not into the genes, into the sequence of the amino acids. Finally we have it. For the next 1,000 years you can continue with this. You never will find the solution of this. Because we are looking on a part where there isn't. There's nothing inside. Or we will see what is inside. There is something inside, but it does not come from inside. The formation comes from outside. You can see it. Expose the same dandelion, the sun in the mountain or in the sea level, and you see how with the light comes formative forces. They are working from outside. The formation comes from outside. We are on another level than in the substances with the crystals. In the crystals we found the substance makes the shape. Finished. And now we are just on another track. The substance makes nothing. Because the substance is always the same, carbohydrates. And the shape does not come from the substance. The shape comes from outside. And when there is no light, but you have life without light, then you have no differentiation. You have no shape. And that is what you can see. Now, remember the facts which you have. What is a heap of cells? Just like in bacteria, you have them. The bacteria grow and grow and grow and never make a shape. Did you ever work with it in a bacteriology? You have this petri desk or so, and you put in some bacteria, and then they grow and grow. And how do they grow? You have it here, and then you have this. That's all. So they are growing and growing in this way, as the seed does not grow. In this way the bacteria are growing. What we found, what is a nonsense, that the seed gets bigger, 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 bigger. Exactly this you have in the bacteria. They get bigger, bigger, bigger until all the nutrition which they have is used. And then they stop. They do not stop growing by themselves. Never. All this you can find in the books. You can see it last 20 minutes. The reduplication of the bacteria is 20 minutes. And when they have ideal conditions, then they grow in 40 minutes, you have 4 and so on. And so, and the next step is that half the world is filled up with bacteria, and until the whole world is filled up, that is a matter of 20 minutes. I think you know all the calculations. Never a bacteria stop by itself. They only can be stopped from outside. They never stop by themselves. And here you see the difference to an organized life. The organized life stops by itself. You have a plant or a tree, and the tree grows. And finally, that's a German expression, no tree grows until to the heaven. I think that's very based experience. They stop somewhere. In the Yosemite Park, I saw trees allegedly 100 meters high. I didn't measure it, but I believe everything what they say. Yeah. They are the highest, of course, the highest, biggest, of course, they are in America. So you have them and you can see them, the trees, you like it, yeah. Now, you can see, they grow, but maybe 300 feet, maybe 400 feet, but you will not have 10,000 feet. No tree. They stop. There are other conditions. And yet there you see the difference. Bacteria never stop. As long as there is a soil for them, they grow. There is no limitation by themselves. Why are they limited by themselves, the plants? Because they are a unit. And bacteria are not a unit. They are isolated beings. You can take them away and let them grow somewhere else and they grow. But you cannot separate from a plant's root and maybe a stem and the flowers. You can separate them and let them grow separated. That will not work. But in bacteria you can do that. There is no shape. The shape is based on an organism. And any plant is an organism. Bacteria are not organisms. They are single parts, isolated parts. So, now you see what means growing. That means not only get bigger. That means to make a certain shape. And now you can have the differentiation. The life itself comes from the sun. The shape too. It comes from outside. You can see it. And now you can even go into the differentiation. You know all the facts. To quote it again, and for the future we'll quote it 100 times more, it's to understand the fact, not to look for new facts. We have so many facts. What type of life does it make? Which makes this, that there is a bigger shape? Why is the same dandelion? It's smaller and more shaped, that you see the leaves, how they are differentiated like that. Who does it make that they are so concentrated? The light in the mountains is different from the light on the sea level. And it is much more different from the light in the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea in Israel is 400 meters beyond the sea level. So, and I, 4 weeks ago, I have been there. You can sit there in the sun for hours and hours and you do not get a sunburn. Ah. Finally, of course, if you would be for half a year protected from sun, and then you sit there from morning to evening, of course you will have it. But it lasts much longer to get a sunburn than here or on sea level. Why? The quality of the light. The light is different. And what is the difference? What makes the sun burn? The ultraviolet light. And this is just in the Dead Sea that is filtered out, so it is very poor in ultraviolet light. But when you are on 10,000 feet, there you have concentrated ultraviolet light in the glaciers, and that's why you have in 10 minutes you can have a sunburn. That's ultraviolet light, and that gives the shape. That makes the formation. I always use the regular expressions because we are familiar with it. It is not the ultraviolet light which makes it. I only used it as an expression. But that is a bearer of the formative forces. They are working via the ultraviolet light. They make the shape. What I mentioned, that with the light comes the formative forces. They are working, they need a bearer, and that is the ultraviolet light. And now you can understand what happens if you have a growing, just a growing, like in bacteria, and you expose this growing of bacteria to the ultraviolet light, what happens? Ah, it's killed. Why don't you use infrared light? Because that's just the opposite. You need just the formative forces. They are killers of this life, just life, unformed life of the bacteria. And that's why you can sterilize anything with ultraviolet, because that destroys this type of unformed life, because it gives shape and it kills the bacteria. You see how that works. But when you want to stimulate somebody, not in formative forces, no, in growing forces, then you need red light or infrared light, which is warmth. Now, All this has been investigated in the last years, and a friend of mine, Professor Hollwig in Germany, who wrote a book on it, of course, because he's very progressed and modern scientific. He's German, and he wrote this book, of course, in English, because it's not available in German. It's only available in English. Yeah, and so you can, I can give you the title tomorrow. It is amazing what he found out on the how the different types of life are working. It is full of the most interesting things. How they work in blind person, in seeing person. How the red is working, how the blue, how the white one. All this he made hundreds of experiments. And it is fascinating to study this book. And what did he find out? What stimulates the red and the infrared? And what stimulates the ultraviolet? When he did expose rats or mice or whatever, rabbits, and he did work with ducks and a lot of animals, it's always the same. They get more shape when they are exposed to ultraviolet. It's an old experience. When a child has rickets, what do? Now, of course, what you do today is absolutely clear. You give them vitamin D. Yeah, sure. But what did they do when they did not have ultraviolet? Excuse me. You see, one can think too fast. What did they do in the years before 36, before that has been detected the so-called vitamin D, which is not a vitamin? What did the people do when a child had rickets? They gave them ultraviolet light, and in a few weeks the ricket was healed. Go on.
How is it that an animal has more form with UV light? I mean, did he notice it? Did he measure the ears? Did he look? Do they have longer toes?
No, I'm just on the way to describe it. Yeah, it is just an example. I quote. I like to quote the things which everybody should know, or what is obvious to observe. And this you can see when you open your eyes. And that is to quote it, how it has been found out in Switzerland, where you have the deep valleys. That they found it out. On the one side, there were more rickets than on the other side. And finally, they saw the people, they did observe it by themselves in former time. Today, they don't observe it. They look in the books, and they believe to what is written there. But in this time, they knew why there is on the one side more rickets than the other, because that was the sun side and the other was the shadow side. So the children got more light on the one side. And that's the eldest treatment. It brings the children with rickets in the mountains and they are healed by it. That's the ultraviolet light that gives the shape. What is ricket? The lacking of shape. That's the thing, huh? Look, I'm happy that I'm still old enough and that I did study that from scratch.